Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola head softball coach Stacy Evans about the hard work that went into getting a season together. Talking Indianola softball, which is set to go here in Indianola for the 2020 summer season, joined by head coach Stacy Evans. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, let's get your reactions when you heard that there would be a season.
Well, Andrew, I think when we first talked, you know how giddy I was gonna be, and if you could see the expression on my face now, I mean, all these athletes, I think, are pretty much sharing the same reaction as I am. We are pumped. We're ready. We'll see what it brings. There's gonna be a lot of obstacles, but managing through those with a good administration and coaching staff and educating the girls up front, I think, you know, we can make this a very unique season and one that they'll never forget.
Well, I did want to talk about the administration because there is a big point of just putting this together before really anything can even be done. So kind of talk about your role in just making sure that the season gets put together, the safety aspects are all there, and really just kind of all the administration things before we get into expectations for the season.
Well, I want to applaud the Girls and Boys Union. You know, they directly met with the Department of Health. They also met with Governor Reynolds. And then the trickle-down effect is making sure that our administration is aware and also giving it the final say to those administrators. Like, if you think this is too much for your programs to handle it, then I understand, and you are not obligated to have a season. But because they did those initial meetings, now educating us, today the Girls Union had their final Zoom meeting with every coach in the state that could make it online, and we talked about all the protocols and what it's going to look like, and I really think we have a clear distinction of how we're going to travel on a bus, what it's going to look like on our own playing fields, how we are going to make sure that we take measures to clean everything. And in that process, I don't know about other coaches, but now we've had Zoom meetings with our players to tell them, this is what it's going to look like, and these are going to be some huge changes that you're going to have to deal with. For example, even with the national anthem, it has been told that we can play the national anthem, but singing it actually causes, you know, the likelihood of additional droplets to come out. So it's more of, you know, a humming or just that simple thing, or holding hands while the national anthem is going on. That's out of the picture completely now, and high fives at the end of a game. So all those things that girls just took for granted, and it was just a part of the nature of the game and the aspect that surrounded it, those things have been removed. So it was nice to be able to front load them with the information. And I think a lot of them had those jaw drops, like, I can't chew sunflower seeds type of look. But if we told them the first day, I think they would be in a world of concern. They have a time to process this. And that's kind of how the Girls and Boys Unions have done this from Governor Reynolds' guidance. They had time to process. They put a plan in place. And then it went back to our districts, and those administrators really combed through what it's going to look like, all the way down to our transportation gentleman. Rick went out and he organized with other transportation units in the state and what their protocols are going to be, and they formulated what that plan looks like. So it was a great opportunity for everyone to network around a situation that we are all sharing.
Well, and then I did want to talk about your conversations with the players, and you already touched on that quite a bit, so I'm glad you did. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, how they've been dealing with this and your feedback. Hey, now that you've been able to officially communicate that this is the season, these are the expectations type of communications.
Sure. So if it's in regards to, like, how we provide opportunities for workouts, and now I think there's a sense. In the last week and a half, there has really been a push. I mean, I've seen a lot more interaction with athletes sending me messages of, coach, this is what I completed today. These are how many good, this is my pitch count up to this point. I really feel like they have been doing something, but they've actually stepped it up a gear, knowing that coach wants us healthy, coach wants us ready, and it's on us. You know, she can't do that for us. And so that comes from the entire coaching staff. That is solely not on my shoulders. They have put together personalized workouts per the request of an athlete, catching, pitching, hitting, fielding. That's not just coming from my end. That's the entire coaching staff coming together. So I think the athletes are appreciative of those. And I think they are aware that everybody's in the same boat, but our work ethic had to exist in order to be ahead of the rest of the group.
Thanks to Stacey Evans for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.